It is 4:16, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What did you look up today on the Wiki Corner?
Well, March is Women's History Month.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
By the way.
So I thought that for the Wiki this week, we would do a theme week on five fearless females from history. And
fearless
these are females that you may not have learned about in history class.
Okay.
So,
all right.
We're starting out with Sybil Ludington.
Oh, yes.
And she was a heroine of the American Revolutionary War.
Oh,
yeah.
Going
she's
back.
A little bit, she gets a little bit overshadowed. But her father was a colonel in the colonial militia. And on April 26, 1777, the 16-year-old rode her horse 40 miles through the night in Putnam County, New York, to warn approximately 400 militiamen under her father's command that British troops were planning to raid Danbury, Connecticut, which is where the Continental Army had a supply depot.
Oh,
sounds
right.
Like a familiar, somebody else did something similar to that.
Paul Revere.
Yeah. So Sybil was the eldest of 12 children of Colonel Henry Ludington, the commander of the militia in Dutchess County. Her father had fought in the French and Indian War and volunteered to head the local militia during the Revolutionary War, and their farm was a receiving center for information collected by spies for the American cause.
Ooh,
yes.
Spies, yeah.
At around 9 o'clock in the on the evening of April 26, Colonel Ludington received word that the British were burning Danbury.
Ugh.
The man who brought the news had worn out his horse and didn't know the area very well.
Mm, right.
And the colonel needed to stay where he was to help arrange the troops as they arrived. So he turned to his daughter, who knew the area and knew where members of the militia lived. And her ride was said to have started at 9 p.m. and ended around dawn. So she rode all through the night.
Straight through the night,
yeah.
Riding a horse.
She used a stick to prod her horse and knock on doors.
Oh.
She returned home soaked with rain and exhausted, but most of the 400 soldiers were ready to march.
Wow.
By this time, the British had gone south from Danbury to Ridgefield. The militia of Dutchess County, led by Colonel Ludington, marched 17 miles and took part in the battle there at Ridgefield, which some considered a strategic victory for the American forces.
Wow.
Sybil was congratulated for her heroism by friends and neighbors and also by General George Washington.
Oh, geez. Top
yes.
dog. Yeah.
So during the raid, the supplies of the Continental Army were burned, although casualties were low on both sides, thanks in part to the actions of Sybil Ludington. Little was told of her ride. The only record of the event was written by her great-grandson and her father's memoirs, which were published in 1907.
Mm-hmm.
So Ludington's ride took place 2 years after Paul Revere's famous ride. However, she rode twice as far by herself,
as a
16-year-old
right?
girl,
right.
over bad roads, in the rain also, and it was in an area that was roamed by outlaws.
Jeez. Well, it is New York, so you'd expect the outlaws
yeah.
and the bad roads for
right.
sure. The weather, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably not great, yeah.
So prior to her famous ride, she also had saved her father from capture.
Oh, jeez.
50 loyalists had apparently tried to capture her father, but Sybil lit candles around the house and organized her siblings to march in front of the windows in military fashion to give the loyalists the impression that troops were guarding the house.
And a girl.
And the loyalists fled.
Yeah, sure.
So she saved her father from being captured.
That's very Home Alone. That's very Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? So Ludington has been widely celebrated since around 1900. Memorial statues honor her and books have been written about her. And in 1975, she was honored with a postage stamp in the Contributors to the Cause United States Bicentennial Series.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice. She got a stamp. And
she
you,
got a stamp.
And you are going to make her famous. Sybil Ludington.
Yep.
You picked out a song to go with Sybil, did you?
Yeah. So since her and Paul Revere did similar kind of rides, although hers was longer.
Twice as long. Right.
I thought we would play a song by Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Right.
Good thing.
Got it, Sarah. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
It's Paul Revere and the Raiders. Good thing. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because we were kicking off a theme week on five fearless females in honor of Women's History Month. And
yes.
we talked about Sybil Ludington, who was a heroine in the American Revolutionary War.
She was. She
yes.
was indeed. And what did she do? Outshine or outshone?
Yes.
Okay. Paul Revere. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. You ready?
Yes.
And go.
All right. Sybil rode her horse 40 miles through the night.
She rode twice as far as Paul Revere.
And she also once saved her father from being captured.
With a very, very early Macaulay Culkin.
Very early Macaulay Culkin.
Marching the siblings, lighting the candles, marching the siblings back and forth in front of the windows.
Yeah, to make it look like he was being guarded or
That's
something.
Like having like a cardboard cutout of somebody in the window.
Oh,
so that
is
somebody
it?
Thinks that.
A security measure.
A security
yeah,
measure, right?
Yeah, you gotta do what you gotta do sometimes.
That's what you gotta do. Folks want to learn more about Sybil Luddington.
It
did. Sybil Luddington, where do they go? What do they do, Sarah?
You can go to my wiki blog. Oh, if you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes me to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
And this is a theme week. It's in honor of Women's History Month, which is the month of March.
That's right.
The entire month.
The whole
31,
month.
31-day month
mm-hmm.
for y'alls. So tomorrow we'll learn about another fearless female.
Sure will.
Very good. Looking forward to it. Thank you, Sarah, for bringing us that information.
You're welcome.
You have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Are you just tearing it up now? Are we done?
Yeah.
Is that what you do?
I'm making scrap paper. I'm recycling.
That's very good of you.
Thank you.
Thank you for saving the planet, Sarah. Appreciate that. We'll check traffic with Melanie Sands. Coming up next, she's in for Ed Smith and the forecast with meteorologist Josh Nichols on Legends.